Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Motherhood Is It For Me? Your Step-by-Step Guide to Clarity is a self-help guide by Denise L. Carlini and Ann Davidman focused on one of the most personal decisions many women face, whether to become a mother or choose a child-free life. First published in 2016, the book grows out of the Motherhood Is It For Me? Program, which was originally developed as a structured clarity process for women experiencing uncertainty, pressure, or emotional conflict around motherhood. Rather than assuming that ambivalence is a problem to be solved quickly, the book treats mixed feelings as normal and workable. Its purpose is not to persuade readers toward either choice, but to help them identify their own desires apart from social expectations, fear, relationship pressure, or assumptions about what adulthood should look like. Through exercises, reflection, and real-life stories, it offers a practical framework for turning confusion into a clearer and more self-directed decision. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a broad life planning tool with value beyond the motherhood question. Although the book is specifically about the motherhood decision, one recurring response from readers is that the method helps with other major life choices as well. That is not surprising, because the book teaches a way of separating internal desire from external pressure, which is a transferable skill. The value here lies in the book's disciplined approach to self-inquiry. It asks readers to identify what they truly want before they act, rather than after they've already committed to a path. This is useful in any decision where social expectation, fear of regret, or uncertainty about identity can cloud judgment. The book's broader contribution is therefore methodological. It shows how a deeply personal question can be examined without rushing, self-criticism, or simplistic advice. For readers, that means the book is not limited to the motherhood debate itself. It can also sharpen decision-making habits, improve emotional awareness, and support clearer thinking in other areas where people feel stuck between competing life directions. That wider applicability is one reason the book has been so well regarded. Secondly, how the book turns a private struggle into a manageable process. Many readers approach the motherhood question as a private emotional burden that cannot easily be discussed. The book addresses that burden by breaking it into stages that can be examined one at a time. This is a valuable design choice because large identity-shaping questions become more manageable when they are organized into specific steps. And the recommended pacing allows the reader to pause, reflect, and return without feeling that she must solve everything immediately. That structure can reduce avoidance, which is common when a topic feels too charged to approach directly. The book also creates a sense of continuity. Even if the answer is not immediate, the reader can still move forward. This is important because decision paralysis often persists when people believe no progress is possible until certainty arrives. By contrast, the book shows that clarity can be built gradually through attention, honesty, and repeated reflection. In doing so, it transforms a difficult private struggle into a guided process with a beginning, middle, and end. Thirdly, the book's clear utility for women's groups and shared reflection. Although the book can be read individually, its structure also lends itself to group use, which expands its practical value. A women's group can reduce the sense of isolation that often surrounds the motherhood question, while the exercises provide a shared framework that keeps discussion focused. This matters because conversations about motherhood can easily become abstract, emotional, or judgmental if there is no structure. The book offers a common language for such discussions, helping participants reflect without turning the process into a debate about what everyone should do. Group use can also normalize different outcomes, showing that participants may arrive at different answers, while still respecting one another's paths. That social dimension is important because some readers need not just insight, but a safe setting in which to articulate it. The book's design makes that possible. It is therefore both a private workbook and a communal discussion tool, which increases its reach and explains why it has appealed to readers beyond those already committed to self-help reading. Fourthly, why the book has a practical, rather than theoretical, legacy. The book's legacy appears to be practical rather than academic. Its value lies in the fact that readers use it to make actual decisions, not simply to learn about the sociology of motherhood. That practicality is visible in the way it combines exercises, stories, and structured pacing. Each element supports an applied purpose, helping the reader move from confusion to a clearer conclusion. This makes the book different from more theoretical works on reproduction, gender, or family norms. It is grounded in a real-world problem and built to help solve it. That focus also explains why it has remained relevant. The decision it addresses is timeless, but the format is concrete enough to be useful across changing cultural contexts. Readers do not need to agree with every assumption to benefit from the process. They only need to be genuinely uncertain and willing to reflect. That narrow but important focus is a strength, because it allows the book to do one thing very well, rather than many things loosely. Lastly, what makes the book stand out in the self-help category? The book stands out because it addresses a specific life question with unusual seriousness and restraint. Many self-help books promise broad transformation, but this one focuses on a narrow, deeply felt dilemma and provides a process built for that dilemma alone. Its distinctiveness comes from the combination of professional grounding, practical exercises, personal stories, and a non-judgmental stance. The result is a book that feels both specialized and humane. It does not generalize the motherhood question into a vague lesson about confidence or happiness. Instead, it stays with the actual problem: how to determine whether motherhood is truly desired, or whether a child-free life is the more authentic path. That specificity gives the book its strength. Readers looking for support on this exact issue are likely to find it more useful than broader relationship or life planning books because it understands the emotional and cultural complexity of the decision. In that respect, the book occupies a rare and focused place in the self-help landscape. In conclusion, Motherhood Is It For Me? Your step-by-step guide to clarity is best suited for women who are genuinely uncertain about whether they want children and want a thoughtful, non-judgmental way to work through that uncertainty. It is also useful for readers who feel isolated by the question, those facing age-related pressure, and those who want to separate their own desire from family, partner, or cultural expectations. The book's main benefit is methodological. It offers a structured process for reflection rather than a set of opinions about what the answer should be. That makes it especially valuable for people who do not need persuasion, but do need a way to think clearly, compared with many books on family and reproductive choice. It stands out for its neutrality, its exercise-driven format, and its willingness to treat child-free living and motherhood as equally valid possible outcomes. Its practical strength is that it helps readers move from emotional congestion to a decision they can own with greater confidence. For that reason, it remains a distinctive and credible resource in the self-help category if you would like to support Denise L. Carlini. You can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.